Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 today, Thursday, April 23rd, 2024. With a real feel of 24 degrees Celsius, it's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon, with wind gusts over 55 kilometers per hour, the headline. Zambia to lose 12 billion kwacha in revenue due to fuel tax suspension. High Court denies bail pending appeal for Joseph Malanji. And Pope Leo criticizes Equatorial Guinea prisons as he winds up African tour.
News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The government has disclosed that the country is expected to lose close to 12 billion kwacha due to the suspension of excess duty and the zero rating of value-added tax in fuel by the end of 2026 as a result of the ongoing Iran-USA conflict. Speaking during a town hall meeting on the first quarter of budget performance and economic outlook, Secretary to the Treasury Felix Nkulukusa said out of the 46 billion kwacha expected to be collected in the first quarter, over 42 billion was realized, describing the budget as credible. Mr. Nkulukusa has further stated that the UPND government has borrowed less compared to the PF administration, having borrowed $2.8 billion between 2021 and 2025, compared to $17.6 billion under the PF between 2015 and 2021, representing 205%. He has added that if geopolitical tensions continue, Zambia's gross domestic product growth for 2026 is projected to decline from 6.4% to 4.4%.
And should the war continue, it means that if we were to go with these measures of suspending, it means that the revenue that we forego, what we call tax expenditure, will also increase. And up to the end of the year, that will be about 4 billion or 11.97 billion kwacha.
And Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stemeko Msokotwane, said Zambia requires more reforms, particularly in the energy, mining, agriculture and mining sectors in order to eradicate poverty. Meanwhile, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalialia said following the closure of the exchange period for all the banknotes on 31st March 2026, about 21 billion kwacha of the new currency has been introduced into circulation. The Lusaka High Court's Economic and Financial Crimes Court has dismissed an application for bail pending appeal involving former Foreign Affairs Minister Joseph Malanji in a matter in which he was sentenced to 4 years imprisonment on corruption charges. The court found that the likelihood of the applicant's appeal succeeding was slim. The court also found that Mr. Malanji has not advanced any exceptional circumstances to warrant the court to exercise its discretion to grant of bail pending appeal. The panel of three judges, Judge Susan Wanjelani, Ian Mbolombo-Bolo and Anna Onudnoju, declined the application and ordered that Mr. Malanji will continue serving his four-year jail term. In this matter, Mr. Malanji was sentenced to 4 years imprisonment with hard labor for possession of illicitly obtained properties. The assets include two helicopters, namely a Bell 430 and a Bell 206 Jet Ranger, three houses, plus $200,000 cash, all deemed to be proceeds of crime. Mr. Malanji was jointly charged with former Secretary to the Treasury Fritz Onyamba, who was also jailed 3 years on two counts of willful failure to comply with laid down procedures in the transfer of over 108 million kwacha intended for the purchase of Dublin properties in Turkey between 2020 and 2021. Tonse Alliance President Brian Mundibile says he is deeply outraged by developments confirmed through a court ruling in South Africa regarding the unlawful removal of the remains of former head of state Edgar Lungu from a funeral parlor. In a statement, Mr. Mundibile has described the situation as a national embarrassment of the highest order, saying it is shocking and unacceptable. He said the act is profoundly disrespectful not only to the late president, but also to his family and the people of Zambia. And opposition Citizens First President Harry Kalabah has expressed concern over reports of alleged interference with the mortal remains of the late former president in South Africa. In a statement, Mr. Kalabah has described the development as troubling and a matter that touches on human dignity and respect for the departed. Meanwhile, Independent Broadcasting Authority Director General Webster Malido has urged broadcasters to exercise caution and responsibility in their coverage of matters surrounding the late former President Edgar Lungu in order to avoid causing further distress to their bereaved family and unnecessary public anxiety. In more news this afternoon, Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe says opposition political parties are making efforts to unite and form a single pact ahead of the August elections. Speaking on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Dr. Membe has noted that despite differences in ideology and strategy, many opposition groups are engaged in discussions aimed at building a common front. He has, however, said the main challenge remains how to effectively bring the parties together under one unified structure.
Issue of opposition unity is something that we are working on every day. We are not doing it under social media picture like others. We are not posturing about it. We have spent a lot of our time trying to get this unit, including yesterday. I'll disclose to you that yesterday we had a meeting at the Heritage Party offices, which included the Honorable Makebi Zuru, Honorable Fuve, KBF. We had the Honorable Koplande, we had the Honorable Simbao, we had the Musa Dodia, we have Lumba Kalumba, we had the Chalakateka. There's agreement among leaders of the opposition that there's need for unity. The challenge is how to do it.
Meanwhile, Socialist Party running mate Dolika Banda said her decision to take up the position is based on a shared and aligned purpose with the party.
The decision, I feel very comfortable. It was like I went through an interview. It was an interview that started at a very high level with the trustee, who informed me that they had filled the other people's positions, but they were looking for a running mate and had been looking for months, actually. And this is public knowledge. So it's not a process of Dr. Membe came and said, Dolika, will you do this? No, it is not. I was approached at a very different level, and that decision was made after several conversations. It was an interview of them, of me, and vice versa, because we are entering into a partnership or a pact that is based on aligned purpose, aligned values, aligned ideology. So I had to be comfortable, they had to be comfortable.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has announced that Luansha Mine, which recently completed its dewatering process, is scheduled to resume production at its upper mine in August 2026. Minister of Mines and Mineral Development Principal Public Relations Officer Callum Michima said production at the lower mine is expected to begin.